When we go back and review, we can say, okay, in this environment of prayer, we put ourselves into that. I live in a life that's intimate with Christ. I'm pursuing that as my highest priority in life. I want to commune with the Father, know what He's doing, and follow what He's doing. I then say, okay, one of the things that Jesus did was He built leaders and He discipled people. So in the process of that, I'm going, okay, where's my leadership team? I'm going to invest in that. I'm going to build a leadership team. We're going to develop that group of leaders. That group of leaders then in turn disciples kids. Those kids in turn disciple other kids, interestingly enough, younger kids as they begin to grow. But they also then begin to develop a whole mindset that moves them outside the walls of the church, outside of this little culture, this little Christian culture of discipleship, and into a place where they are having to step out of their comfort zone, take some relational risks, boldly share the gospel, make Romans 1:16 a part of their lives. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because I know it's the power of God for salvation to all who believe. And so we begin to work with kids to get them to move beyond where they normally are, where they want to be, where they feel comfortable being, to begin to penetrate the culture. The way I would illustrate that, if we can get this picture in our minds, I think this helps us incredibly to be able to see how this works. Okay, so if we can picture here an arrow, and that arrow has an arrowhead, it has a point on it, and then the shaft, and then the feathers. When we look at that arrow, basically what we're talking about now is us being the point of the arrow, where we are going and setting the pace for kids. We're actually puncturing, in a sense, the student culture, boldly sharing Christ in that student culture, and then giving permission for all that are coming behind us to follow. Okay? So that what is happening here is we're saying, okay, I'm going to boldly be a sharer of Christ in a student culture where, personally, I'm not all that comfortable. I don't belong walking them down the halls of school or being there, here, there, or other places where kids are. You know, who's the old guy here? You know, that kind of thing. So I then have to step out of my comfort zone and then give permission for kids to follow along behind. The truth is, we will never reach this generation of kids with youth pastors going to the campus and sharing Christ. It'll never happen. But there is an example to be set that allows kids then to follow after us. And then once we've penetrated, we're in there. I mean, that thing can just explode where kids are just sharing with their friends and bringing their friends and talking to their friends and gossiping the gospel and so on and so forth, so that God is just really doing a great thing. When we look at that, let's look at some compelling reasons to move into the student culture. And here we're primarily talking about the campus, although I think we want to be very sensitive here because there are a lot of communities where it's places where the community is more important than the campus, and that's fine. It's where the campus would be any place where there is an environment where kids are, and we can go and be a part of that group of kids. Could be the campus, could be a, you know, after school skateboard community of kids, whatever it happens to be. We look at that and we say, you know, that's a place that needs to be penetrated with the gospel of Christ. Now, here's some compelling reasons to go. Very quick, very simple. Just want to run down through these for you so that we can say, you know, I have a rationale for doing this. This is not just some idea and, you know, the campus is a place out there. And, you know, I get paid to be the youth pastor. Nobody pays me to go to the campus because really, truth is, there's not an adult in your church that cares whether you go to the campus or not. There's not a pastor who cares, for the most part, who cares whether you go to the campus or not. There's not a parent that cares if you go to the campus or not. Nobody cares. So you got to look at that and say, well, what are then my compelling reasons to go? If nobody cares and I'm not getting paid for it, what's the compelling reason to go? Because that's where kids are. You know, that's where kids are. They don't live at church. For the most part, they don't even live at home. They live most of their lives around their peer environment, which is primarily the campus and school. So then what motivates us to move beyond our comfort zone, beyond the four walls of the church, to do this thing that that really is on Jesus' heart, and that would be the harvest field. What compels us to do that? One, God's love motivates us. Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Compassion communicates that we care.